I don't know if you've noticed, but it's election day tomorrow. I'm going to be up at the crack of dawn for the second day running. Got to go into work and make a few calls before the polls open at 7 a.m, at which point I'll be going and hopefully trying to talk some early voters in Norwich and find out how things are going, at least to begin with. There are people who are going to be in the office, I think, pretty much all night tomorrow, if not actually all night. I know that we've got people scheduled to be kicking out at 2, 3 a.m. and then other people who are going in at 9 p.m. and then working through the night and then and going home for about 20 minutes to have a quick sleep before coming back in again to work another full day, I think, the way things are looking. And for all that the hours are incredibly punishing, I'm actually slightly disappointed not to be covering the count this year. I'm not going to get the chance for another 5 years, and 5 years ago I was, well, in a very different career, in a very different part of the country, doing a very, doing a lot of very different things. But I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I'm looking forward to getting out and speaking to people. But my bit of the world goes on regardless, in a way. The City of Culture campaign, which has been consuming my work life for the last 6 weeks, will continue to consume my work life for at least the next 6 weeks. And things are kind of stepping up because they're going to be submitting the bid on the 21st, and it's really important to keep plugging at it, to keep showing our support and to keep talking about the awesome work that people are doing in the city. And of course on Friday is the launch of the Norfolk and Norwich Festival. There's going to be drumming, there's going to be a fantastic public show with drumming. Sorry, I've already said that, but there's going to be drumming. It's going to be really interesting drumming. It's going to be fantastic drumming. It's going to be the best drumming you've ever heard outside the forum at about 4:45. And then at 5:30, some guys are coming along with, like, little, as I understand it, little backpacks, a little bit like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which spray confetti and streamers all over the place. And it's going to be a fantastic street party. I'm really excited about it. Far more excited in a way than I am about the election tomorrow, because whatever happens tomorrow, it's going to be a big argument. I can't see a universe where Labour win. I don't think anyone can at this point. And that means the options are Cameron or a really, really big scrap. And that's interesting and it's exciting and it's important, hugely important. But so's kicking back and having a rest. Or at least kicking back and having some fun. So for all that it's going to make the next 3 days, for me, feel like I've been hit by a truck, I think it's actually really, really good timing for us that we get to have a fantastic party on Friday, regardless of what happens. Hopefully, I'll see you there.